Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we talked about the AFC East, so go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Man, I'm doing great. Okay, two things. One, we're a week away from NFL football, all right? So we're officially just 7 days away. And two, college football is like officially back, so like, games are on in the background. I'm not paying much attention to them. I might react at some point, but I'm excited. At the time of recording, they did just start today. But I'm excited, man. We're finally back to football.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I've waited for this moment for months now, and it's finally back. I've never been big into watching college football, but this year I'm really trying to watch a lot more college football.
Yeah, I get it. The film, man. The film is going to help. Like, just watching the games, just so scouting-wise, you know, really on what you need to watch.
Yeah.
Like watch right, TV.
Yeah, like, right now, Travis Hunter, I haven't watched anyone else, so take this with a grain of salt, but Travis Hunter is the number one overall pick in my eyes. There's no other guys. Yeah.
It's Cam Miller at a NDSU, to be honest. I'm joking. Nah, but I agree. Travis Hunter's probably number one.
He's just so talented. Like, he already has like 160 yards in this game.
And like six catches. But by the way, guys, we are going to talk about college this year. We thought it might be fun to do a little bit of that on top of doing the NFL. Especially because, hey, it's more football, right? More talks of football. So we will be doing a little bit of that during season.
And eventually these guys will be in the NFL. So it's like, why not start early?
Exactly.
I wish I started watching college players earlier on. Like back Mahomes, like that Mahomes draft, to see like how I'd evaluated Mahomes.
Well, nobody had Mahomes, like, knew Mahomes is now. So,
yeah. No one.
No one knew.
Yeah.
Which I will say, speaking of quarterbacks, the Colorado quarterback, Shadur, actually hasn't looked terrible. Hasn't looked great, but he hasn't looked terrible. A lot of it's offensive line problems, though.
The offensive line has looked a lot better, though. But I was thinking about this. Just watching this game. How can you be so hyped about a team who was not very good at
football?
Not football, obviously, but bringing in players.
They were good at it last year. They did really good last year.
Well, their recruiting class was, I thought it was really low. I was pretty sure.
It was middle of the pack. I know they brought in like the number one tackle freshman wise. So I don't know.
22 overall. Okay, well, maybe not as bad, but I mean, whenever you have Deion Sanders as your head coach, it's not that difficult to recruit. Because it's like, who doesn't want to play for Deion Sanders? But
I don't think he's that great of a coach, but that's true. Like, on like the falling side of things, like, I don't know. I don't like it so far.
Yeah. NDSU.
Like, for
real. Yeah.
Gotta stop the college talk. That's for next episode. So, obviously, today we are doing the NFC East, the last division. Yeah, NFC East. And so, I started the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you start this one. Washington and the Eagles. So, yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles. I'll start off with the what people say the best of team in the division is. And the Eagles are one of the best teams in the division, I would say, or is one of the two best teams in the division behind, I wouldn't say behind the Cowboys, but the Cowboys will definitely give them a run for their money. Losing Jason Kelce at center is worrying some, and their offensive line could be a little shaky this year.
So I'm
curious to see how Jalen Hurts reacts to that, how his play style changes. Because every year he's played in the NFL, he's had a really good offensive line. And this is the worst version of his offensive line he's had. So I am very curious to see how he changes his style of play. And the Eagles cannot rely on Jalen Hurts as much as they did last year, which I think adding Saquon Barkley really helped them, because Jalen Hurts last year had 15 rushing touchdowns, and that's just too much. You're relying on Jalen Hurts way too much for just for the rushing game. So, I don't know. I think adding Barkley, great addition. Offense, not really too worried. Everyone behind A.J. Brown and Smith. Dotson, I like that trade, but the Eagles are giving away a lot of picks. They gave up a lot of picks. Yeah, they are. I don't know. Their coaching is one thing I'm worried about.
That's right.
But their defense is really good. Last year it was pitiful. Last year it was the worst Eagles defense last year. But they added a really good depth at corner, adding Quinnon Mitchell. Beautiful pickup. Mm-hmm. And Cooper DeJean. So those are two corners that you're adding to this defense, which I really like. But yeah, I think there will be struggles with this Eagles team, especially coming off the year they had last year. Why can't I think of the coach's name? Nick Sirianni, that's his name.
Yeah.
He's in the hot seat for me this year.
I wouldn't say hot seat, but I'd say getting warmer. Like, this year, you're kind of getting warm, and then if you still suck, then next year it's hot seat.
The way he carries himself is just a concern for me.
Yeah.
That's why I put him in the hot seat, and it kind of proved last year he's nothing without great coordinators.
True.
So I have to see really good offense and defense from this Eagles team for me not to be concerned about Nick Sirianni. So.
That's fair. I don't know. I just think they've made the playoffs too much to, like, throw him in a hot seat just yet.
But the 2 years ago was their year. They should have won it all.
Mm-hmm.
But they just mm-hmm. didn't. Nope. And then you go from a Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl, to losing to a wild card team that wasn't all that great.
It really wasn't a great team, but
the Bucks, and it wasn't like a close game either. It was the Eagles got destroyed in that game, and the Bucks didn't even play that well either. That's the thing.
I mean,
they were dropping.
Yeah, that was the issue.
Drops just killed him in that game. But I have my concerns about this team. It's truly the coaching and the O-line that I'm concerned about.
See, okay, for me, I'm worried about coaching. That one I'll give you. I'm not a fan of Sirianni either. O-line, Cam Jurgens was picked out by Kelsey himself. And so I'm not as worried. Defensively, I'm not worried either. Like, this team all around looks great. The roster, they have no excuse. Like, they have no excuse to be, like, a deep playoff team, or at least they should win the division. Actually, kind of steadily.
But the Cowboys are still there. The Cowboys, regular season Cowboys, are a dangerous team.
Maybe.
And, I mean.
I don't see it. I just don't see it.
You don't see it?
I don't see it right now. I just don't. I don't know. I can't picture it. I don't know. I changed this. That's weird.
But regular season Dak is a top 10 quarterback. And then you have CD.
True. How are the wide receivers? How's the running backs?
Garbage. Brandon Cooks. Yeah.
At best. Okay, he's mid at best on a good day. I'm not a Cooks fan anymore. He's too old.
But he's consistently a 1,000-yard receiver, other than last year.
Well, yeah, because he's off a cliff.
I don't know if I would say I like. I don't know. After coming off the year the Eagles had last year, I think I trust the Cowboys more than the Eagles.
I just can't trust either.
I can't either. Two coaches that really haven't proven themselves. Mike McDonald. Mike McCarthy should have been fired this offseason.
He has proven himself at one point in time in his career.
Okay, are you talking about that Packers team?
Stacked team.
That Packers team was crazy stacked.
Yeah, I honestly, and for the Cowboys right now, I blame Jerry Jones more than I do McCarthy.
Oh, 100%.
With what he has. And he has barely anything.
Yeah, but you look at all these good coaches, like, what they have, they can succeed with that, though. So. Mike McCarthy, because he's supposed to be one of the better head coaches in the league.
That's true.
Well, you're really not proving.
Is it roster? No.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just messing.
I was about to say.
Who's hitting your team a lot? I gotta hit my own this week.
I was about to say, dude, that. Yeah, and having – he was going between Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones. Oh, I do.
Ruined, by the way, because he got cut?
Yeah, he got cut. Ripped to the – ripping the chat. But he got signed by the Chiefs.
QB1. I
really wanted the Steelers to pick him up, though. Really needed them to.
That would have been really funny when
This is very kind of odd. We didn't even talk about Brandon Ayuk getting signed.
Oh my gosh, finally, it's over. The talk is over. We can finally shut up about him. Thank you, Udiba, for finally being done. We offered $12 million in a less taxed state than California, but you still picked them. It's fine. It's fine.
But a chance for a Super Bowl ring.
Okay, that's true. That one's completely fair. For that reason, I give it to you. Trade 12 mil for Super Bowl rank. Fair enough. All right. That's your choice.
I mean, he's now the third highest paid wide receiver in the league.
Crazy. Nah, not so, really that crazy, but still.
I mean, it doesn't matter, like, how quote-unquote good you are. If you deserve the money, or, like, not deserve the money, but if you think you deserve the money and you'll, like, sit out, you'll be making one of the highest paid. You'll be one of the highest paid at your position. But I'll let you talk about the Eagles because you haven't really talked about
it. I don't really have much other than Hurts is solid and I don't know. I'm not, like, a huge fan of this Eagles team, but I like it more than the rest of the division. And that's not saying much because I don't really like the teams in this division this year. It's kind of weak. I don't think the Cowboys are as much of a threat this year as they were last year. And honestly, I don't know. I see this low-key could be Dak's last year as a Cowboy. Like, low-key. Like, probably it's not going to happen, but it also wouldn't surprise me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have much on this team. You kind of cover everything. I like the wide receivers. I like the tight end. O-line's solid. Running backs are good. Defense is great. So this team has no excuse other than deep playoff run or Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's where I'm sitting with them right now.
This is a worse team than the Super Bowl run team they had last.
You would say
that in 2022. Worse.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little worse. A little worse for wear. Depth is a lot better, though. So that is very important.
Yeah. I just don't see this team making a deep playoff run.
I do.
With Nick Sirianni as head coach.
Fair.
Because in 2022... Yeah, but that playoff run was a joke. They had a cakewalk.
I did, huh? True.
So.
Very true, honestly. Honestly, I don't have much more on the Eagles. Kind of speechless on them. So, do you want to get into the record predictions?
Yeah. Oh, we forgot to pull it up.
I have it up. Oh. I guess we didn't have it up this whole time. I'm going to pull it up for y'all now, then. That's my fault. I will pull up that now. Let me go ahead and do that. Apologies, y'all. A little unprofessional. Here's the Eagles roster we were talking about as I was scrolling through it. Here's Philly. And there's the defense. Okay, and then now we're getting back into the record predictions. All right, there. Back to where we should be.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you, since you talk first for this one, you got the picks first.
Week one, Packers. I really like this Packers team. Week two, Eagles. Week three, Eagles. Week four, Eagles. Week five, a bye. Week six, a loss. Week seven, a win. Loss against the Bengals. Beat the Jags. Yeah, beat the Jags. Lose to the Cowboys. Win against the Commanders. Win against the Rams. Lose against the Ravens. Win against the Panthers, beat the Steelers, beat the Commanders, beat Dallas, and then beat the Giants.
Okay.
You're Wait.
With that. 12-5.
No.
Right?
But look at their schedule, though.
It's too easy. It's ridiculous. They got easy.
It is. Golly, my narrative will be cooked.
I mean, it could be right, is if they suck in the playoffs. That's so funny. I knew when I looked at the record, I was snickering, and I'm like, nice. He's totally going to have above 10 and maybe 11.
It's such an easy schedule, though. It's not even funny.
So funny to me. Let's see. Okay, so I'll start mine out.
I'm gonna have him at 11-5.
You can have him 11-6.
11-6, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start out with 0-1 like you did, and then go 3-1 after that. 3-1 bye week. Cleveland, L. New York, win. Cincinnati, L. Jacksonville, win. Dallas, loss. Washington, win. Rams, win. Baltimore, loss. Panthers, win. They win at. Sorry. So they're at 8. They're 8-5. They're at Pittsburgh. They beat Pittsburgh. I think Washington. Nah. Yeah, I'll say Washington sneaks one. And then they beat Dallas. And they beat New York. So they're 11-6. Which feels honestly pretty fair for this team. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you have them at?
11-6.
11-6? Right. Yeah, that's fair. I don't think this is a 12-team team, though. It's so hard to... But it's such an easy schedule, though.
Sucks. I hate that they have an easy schedule. I don't know. I don't have much more on this team. And so I'm going to move on because I don't really know much more to say with them.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to the Cowboys. And I'm starting the Cowboys. Okay. Low-key a hater for this team. Slow-key. Okay, Dak, obviously, top 10-ish quarterback. Top 10 quarterback, not top 10-ish. Running back room. I love Zeke, but he's not a number one. Their running back room is horrible. Honestly, their wide receiver room outside of CeeDee Lamb, I'm putting an emphasis so nobody gets mad, is garbage. Okay, I do not like it at all. They don't have a true number two. Cooks to me is a three at this point in his career. I just don't like it.
Turpin, he moved from wide running back to wide receiver, didn't he?
Who did?
Turpin?
No.
Did he not?
He's just been punt return.
Oh, I thought he was... Oh. I might be getting him confused with Vaughn. But...
Yeah, I think it was somebody else. No, because Vaughn was running back too. I don't know. Ferguson, okay, let me move on to tight ends. Ferguson, I like Ferguson. I think he's top 10-ish right now. Fullbacks, I don't care. Sorry, guys, for the fullback lovers out there, I don't care. O-line, it definitely got better, okay? They needed an upgrade at some spots, and they did. For the long term, they'll look a lot better. Defensively... Lawrence is good. Mozzie Smith sucks. Not even sugarcoating. I don't know who this other guy is. I'm not going to try and pronounce it. Parsons, of course, amazing. Clark, don't know much. Eric Kendricks was like their only offseason signing. Bland is out for 8 weeks. And so Diggs is good. But then you have Carson or Booth stepping up. Don't like that. Safety room, Hooker, I like. Don't like Wilson. I don't know. I don't like this defense. It's not good to me. Like, you have Parsons and Lawrence who will help you a lot in games, but overall it does not look like a good defense.
Yeah.
It's got so many holes, and I don't really have much more to say.
Yeah, they have a lot of holes, for sure. It kind of a little bit reminds me of the Rams team from a couple years ago, where they had stars and really no name guys.
Yeah.
But they had Sean McVay. You said what?
I actually kind of see that. I don't hate that like thought process.
Yeah, because. Yeah, they were not. Yeah, I don't know. But they had Dak. So. This offense, yeah, it's a little concerning. Because if this running back room was in 2018, oh my gosh. He would have had one of the best running games in the league. But it's 2024. You're going to be cooked this year, I fear.
Oh, yeah.
Dalvin Cook coming off his couch. Golly, just...
That's nuts. Didn't he get beaten a race by some random dude?
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
Yeah. How old is he? Is he like 31?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Let's pull it up. It might be like 29. Watch, he's going to be 29.
Yeah, we're going to be cooked.
29, exactly.
29, okay. Yep, we're cooked. Yep, we don't know ball at all. Never mind.
I don't know years anymore. Time's flying by.
Golly, dude, that's crazy. But, yeah. I like the defensive line.
I do. I don't like Miles Smith. The rest is thumbs up. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything else is just mid.
It's just not good. Like, I really don't see this team being that good.
Yeah, the Cowboys are... one of the teams that is like, it's hard to see them be bad. And yeah, I don't think...
they've always been at least mid.
Yeah, they've always been at least a playoff team. Especially ever since Dak. They've always been competing for this division. And
hold on one second. Let me mute real fast. But continue.
Yeah, it's just... this team... is a very, very confusing team. The Dallas Cowboys, their coaching is an issue. Who did they brought in? Who did they bring in at offensive coordinator?
Chargers dude. No.
Oh, Brandon Staley. No, that's defensive coordinator.
No. Who did they bring in? No, because he didn't go there. Did he? Hold on.
I think so.
No, it's Brian.
Whoa. And Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer as defensive coordinator, I like. I trust this defense more now.
Me too.
Having Mike Zimmer... great defensive coordinator. Bad off for bad coach. I know nothing about this guy. Brian.
I don't know either. I honestly don't. That might be just no ball. Yeah, I really don't have much on these teams. They just don't look as good as some of the others we've done. Kind of crazy.
Yeah. Looking at his Okay, so he's. Oh, he was promoted to offensive coordinator. Brian. And then he was Jacksonville's passing game coordinator. And then he was the Seahawks offensive coordinator in 2018.
Okay.
So. His first NFL career coaching job was with the St. Louis Rams. He was an assistant coach.
Huh. Way back when they were in St. Louis, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about him then.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel.
I really just am not a fan of this team, so I'm going to move right in my record predictions with that. They'll play Cleveland week one. Tickets for the Baltimore game as low as $48. That's crazy. And Detroit's $43. That's wild.
That is insane.
That's so wild.
And this team does not. This is a bit harder schedule.
Yeah, that's more like it. Like, that's more what I want to see.
I wish this is the Eagles schedule.
Well, let's see. Okay. They got a lot of the same teams, though. All right. I'll start off with Cleveland. They're going to beat. No. At Cleveland? Ooh. I think I had Cleveland losing this game in mind originally. So I'm going to say they win. But I didn't realize how bad their roster was. So it's like. Man. I am debating this one hard right now. I'm going to say they lose. I really do. Looking at this roster, I don't think there's a way they win. And then they beat New Orleans in week two. And then they play Baltimore. That's a loss. They play at New York. I think they win. No, I think New York will take a division game or two. They'll probably take two. So I think they beat Dallas. So they're 1-3 to start out the year. Kind of rough. Then they play Pittsburgh. I think they beat Pittsburgh. And then they play Detroit. They're 2-4 at this point. Going into the bye, they play at San Francisco and they lose. So 2-7. They play Atlanta. I'll give them the win. They're 3-5. They play versus Philly. So I did give a split. So I'm gonna say 4-5. Houston, they're 4-6. Washington, 4-7. New York, 5-7. Bengals, 5-8. Carolina, 6-8. Tampa, 7-8. Eagles, 7-9. And then 8-9. I'm going to have them
8-9. 8-9. Wow.
And I really don't like the team. I know you have Dak. Okay, I really do think Dak is great. I'm going to put emphasis on that. But he is not a Mahomes or Allen or anything. He cannot make up for the roster.
But, I mean, you have CD, though.
Okay, yes, fair. But can CD go for 3,000 yards receiving? No.
Maybe not. Maybe not 3,000. But he went for 1,700 last year. So.
True. Okay. Sorry to interject. Did you see that touchdown?
No, I did not.
Travis Hunter just caught it on his head for his third touchdown of the game.
Hold up.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. But yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan of this team.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I just went back to watch that play.
Yeah, it's insane.
Golly, Travis Hunter is saying, I'm going to be the number one pick this year. No one else. Well, I think Colorado won that game.
I fear. Yeah, that sucks. I had two bets on the game. That sucks. Back to the game. Back to the division. Let's see. So I have them at 8-9. I really just don't like the team, man. It's not good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be positive, but I just don't see much positive outside of Dak and CD and Parsons. And they're going to lose Dak probably after the season. So
he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, confirmed.
Maybe.
Where would he go?
Pittsburgh. I've heard Giants talks for some reason.
You're kidding.
That'd be so funny.
Jerry Jones would not. He would give him his whole bank account before he goes to the Giants.
It'd be so funny.
Maybe, dude. Okay.
I need it to happen.
Dak to the Browns. Oh my gosh.
If Watson doesn't stick for another year, I can see it. They still can't pull him though. They can't get rid of Watson for like 2 years.
Oh wait, yeah, I keep forgetting about his. I'm actually happy about that.
Fair.
Yeah,
let's let you do your record prediction since you were 8-9.
Week one, they win against the Browns, beat the Saints, lose against the Ravens, beat the Giants. Beat the Steelers. Lose to the Lions. Beat the Niners.
Really?
Okay. Lose against the Falcons. Beat the Eagles. Oh, that week 11 matchup is going to be nice. Cowboys beat or lose against the Texans, beat the Commanders, beat the Giants, lose against the Bengals, beat the Panthers, lose against the Bucks, lose against the Eagles, beat the Commanders. At 11-6. Or yeah, 10-7.
10-7. I mean, see, that's I can see that. And honestly, I could also see 9-8 right now. Like when I was re-looking at it, I'm like, okay, I can kind of convince myself to 9-8. But like, I'm still gonna go with 8-9. Stick to it. Dallas fans can hate. I really don't care. Every year is your year, except when it's not. Which is every year it's not your year. I'm sorry.
Every year since 1998.
Yeah. Exactly.
No. The Commanders.
Commanders. I'll let you run this one off since I did the last one, of course.
This is it. I would have liked them to get more weapons around Jaden Daniels this offseason, but they didn't. So, I'm concerned for Jaden Daniels. They didn't really improve on offensive line either. So this offense will be built around Jaden Daniels. You got two decent I like Brian Robinson. Austin Eckler's at the end of his career. You have Scary Terry, though, so not too worried. Luke McCaffrey. Maybe he might be an underdog this year. I have him on one of my fantasy teams, so he better be. I think so. Offensive line did not improve on at all. And then defense, they really just wanted to ship away all their good players. Besides Jonathan Allen. And I wonder why. Get more cap space, I guess. But you brought in 87-year-old Bobby Wagner, which he's still good, which is crazy.
I actually love that.
He said what?
I said he wants to He says he wants to be like a coach one day, which I love that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I think he'd be a good coach. You can tell he loves the game so much.
Yeah.
For playing this long, there's so much love for the game. Adding Johnny Newton, I like.
Yeah.
Their defensive line, I'm not worried about. Linebacker's not really worried about. Corners is bad. It's bad.
I'm not like super worried about corners, but I'm worried in the sense that I guess they do have five on roster, but still, I don't like. It's the fact that you drafted Forbes last year in the first round, and he's already not starting. Like, there should be questions. Yeah. Okay, I know your GM is gone now, but like there should be questions.
Yeah. And there were better corners on the board still.
Yeah. Gonzalez, thank goodness. If we didn't get Gonzalez, we were picking JSN, which I was like, win-win scenario for me. I was going to be happy either way. That's either a wide receiver who I think could be a one eventually or a corner who's going to be a one. So.
Yeah.
Either way, that worked out for the Patriots. I don't know. Ooh, they have Jeremy Chin. He's like 30, but still. I like this team, though. I really kind of like the defense. I like it.
Yeah.
Like a little bit more in some ways than I do the Cowboys right now.
But the only thing is you don't have a Micah Parsons.
No, you don't.
You don't got a Diggs.
No, you don't. Diggs is like burnt half the time, though. Let's be real.
He's gotten better, though. He's improved.
But anytime there's a wide receiver faster than him or any divisional wide receiver, you know.
Yeah, true. All depends on how good Jaden Daniels is under this offense.
Fair enough. I'm not expecting much like year one. I'm not expecting as much as some people might be.
I
don't know.
I just want him to have an okay year.
That's completely fair.
As long as
300 plus passing yards, like 500-ish rushing, and probably 22, 23 touchdowns, and then like 9 interceptions, 10 interceptions, and then like 5 rushing. Good year. That'd be like a great year, actually. I'd feel good with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's a solid year for him.
So, I mean, this team is okay. Like, it's not bad. It's just not. None of these teams excite me as much as the rest of them did. I guess it's because it's last. Week 14 bye is also dirty. I hate it so much.
Yeah, that is such an awful week to have a bye week. Especially for a rookie quarterback.
It's rough out here. So rough. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know. There's not much more on this team other than, I guess, record prediction. This one's kind of going stale, guys. Sorry. There's not much on these teams, though. These teams aren't as exciting as I'd hoped they'd be. There's not much news on them either.
Yeah, they didn't really do too much.
I mean, obviously, Jaden Daniels looks probably going to be great, but still.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. This is your record prediction, though.
Yes, it is. So, start off the season with a loss, beating the Giants, losing to the Bengals, losing to the Cardinals, losing to the Browns, losing to the Ravens. Beat the Panthers. Get a sneaky back-to-back win against the Bears.
Two wins. I like it.
Two wins. And then lose against the Giants. Lose against the Steelers. Lose against the Eagles. Lose against the Cowboys. Lose against the Titans. Beat the Saints. Lose against the Eagles, Falcons, and Cowboys to end the year with a record at 4-13.
Oof. Okay.
That's tough. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I just feel like I couldn't give them any more wins, though. All
right.
Like, I feel like I was being really generous.
I could see them having top five pick area still, just because roster on offense is not what I'd like it to be. Let me see. Okay. Obviously, Tampa week one, I think they lose. Okay. And they go, they're at Giants at home. I think they beat the Giants at home. And they play Bengals, they'll lose that game. So they're 1-2. They play the Cardinals, they're 1-3. Cleveland, 1-4. Baltimore, 1-5. Then they beat back to back, like you said. So they're 3-5. They lose to the Giants way, so they're 3-6. They lose to Pittsburgh. Well, okay. Can y'all even score a point? I'm assuming Russ is.
We can.
I don't know. I'm gonna give it to him just because I need to give him some games. They're 4-6, okay, right now. Then they're at Philly. I'm gonna say L. So they're 4-7. And then I did split with Dallas, so they're 5-7. Tennessee, 5-8. After that, then they have their bye week, and then they play New Orleans. So I'll say 6 after beating New Orleans, and then they'll lose out from there. So they're 6-11 for me.
6-11, I like a bit more.
Yeah, I feel good with 6-11 for this team. They're not in win position here, but they aren't in like complete losing like they were last year. They at least have a QB.
Yeah. Yeah, but they did not improve on offensive line at all, though.
No, hold on. Pause. Yes, they did. Their O-line did get better in the middle. Because it definitely, like, got a little better.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it got better, but it's not great. Like you said, it's still bad. And frankly, Sam Howell was a lot of that issue for this team. Sacks-wise.
I agree, yeah.
So, as much as a Sam Howell fan as I am, a lot of it was his fault. Let me see. All right, so obviously we're moving on to the Giants. It's the last team in the division. So, okay. Daniel Jones, you suck. I mean, that's my first thought. You were probably the worst quarterback in the division. Actually, yeah, I'd say probably worst quarterback in the division. So
we still have to see Jaden Daniels play.
I still think he's better right now. I'm going to say he's better. Devin Singletary, worst running back probably in the division, RB1 at least. So running back room I don't like. Tracy I do like, but running back room overall, not a fan. Malik Nabers, okay, dude is a dog, but the fact that they unretired the first ever retired jersey for him is crazy. So,
yeah, that is bizarre. To have the first ever jersey retired, numbered,
and then undo it.
If he wasn't as good as he was in college, I don't think they would ever do that for a rookie.
No.
Especially doing that for a rookie is crazy. No. And also doing it so last second before the season, too, is so funny to me. Because people who've already bought Malik Nabers jerseys.
Yeah, I'd be so mad. That's like me with the Gonzalez thing after he signed and he accepted fate, and I was just like, whatever. I'll just keep the six. It's signed anyway.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, that's not. I don't know. I don't like. Okay, I do like their wide receiver core as a whole, and they got my goat, Leonard Orshevsky, your goat too, former Steeler and Patriot. Tight end, it's solid. It's probably gonna be better than Waller was last year, so that's good. Let's see. Jakob Johnson, solid fullback. I like Andrew Thomas. And then where's he at? Evan Neal's like your backup are gonna be your guard now. I don't hate that. And then your center's good. It's like your line definitely improved this year, which I do like to see. That'll be better for your QB of the future because I do believe they will draft a QB this next year. Their defense, man. Okay. This defense is nasty. Okay. Burns, Lawrence, where's he at? Where did he go? Okay. Like, dude, this defense is nuts. They're going to be getting the quarterbacks all year long, and it will keep them in games. A lot of their games will be close because of this defense. Their corner room, it's not bad either, frankly. Safety group isn't great, but it's getting better. Like, their defense, if they get a QB, this team will flip. And they will probably sit, they will definitely flip in the division. Not first, I'm not saying first, but, like, they will definitely start pushing. Obviously, they need more up here in the offense. QB is the main thing, but, like, better running back and upgrades at O-line still.
I feel like the Giants are, like, kind of forced to have Daniel Jones.
Right. Next year they can get out.
Because they brought in Jaden Daniels and Drake May for interviews.
Yeah. So I think next year they're definitely QB. Whether it's Shadur, Ewers, whoever, I don't know.
I just see Shadur in a Giants jersey.
I could see it.
But I mean, I agree with literally everything you said. Daniel Jones, garbage.
I think it's my favorite team I got to talk about.
Malik Nabers an absolute dog, but no one really behind him. Mm-hmm. I mean, Darius Slayton. I think Darius Slayton could be really good wide receiver too.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
But yeah, it all comes down to Daniel Jones. Like, golly, he's bad.
Yeah. I think it's going to lose him so many games.
It really is. And, like, he had a bad preseason, too.
He really did. It was atrocious.
And you've been in the league for like 3 years now, and you're having bad preseasons. Just awful.
I don't know. This is just, it's not going to be good. It really, like, to me, it's not going to be good for a while. I shouldn't say a while. It'll get better, I should say, actually. It will get better for this team. You get a quarterback, guys, you're set, but this year it's not.
Yeah, I don't think trading for Brian Burns, I thought was a little questionable. It's just like Brian Burns is a really good player, but like, why? You're not, like, it would have been a more understandable move if like the Cowboys or Eagles did it, because they're on the path to win a Super Bowl. Like,
yeah, they're more in a win now situation anyway. Yeah. So it makes sense.
But the Giants just they're not in a win now situation, so why?
No.
But
they are, well, okay, Giants thing is, if they get a quarterback and fix up the O-line, they have a better chance. Because they're really QB play. Look at the wide receiver core. Hold on. I'm pulled back to it. Wide receiver core, you got Nabers. I think he's going to be a dog. Okay, Wondell Moore was good last year considering the wide receiver, the QBs. Slayton's always been solid, and Hyatt's a good deep threat. So if you have a guy who can actually throw it accurately deep, you have Hyatt. And then, of course, Neighbors is going to do everything, and then Rondale will be slot, and Slayton will back him up too. Like, the wide receivers is stable for a guy year one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that vision. Okay, why do the Steelers and Giants play on Monday Night Football?
That's such a great question. Whoever decided that deserves to be fired.
They played Monday Night Football a couple years ago, too. But, like, why? Why? Like, is this week really that bad that y'all chose the Giants and Steelers? But
it sucks. Freaking sucks. I don't know. Yeah, this year I don't expect much. Honestly, I have more of your Washington record here than anything.
Yeah. I think the Giants could be a bit better than them.
I'm saying like 5. I'm going to say 5. That's my pre-guess. Let's see. I'm going to do this because I'm so curious right now where they're going to sit. Let me see. Minnesota week 1. Now I think they beat Minnesota week 1. Washington L, Cleveland L, Dallas L. Honestly, I'm going to give Dallas another win. I'm going to say they're 9-8. So when you go back and do this, put them at 9-8 for me. Yeah, cuz I don't think the Giants end up beating them. So they're going to start off the year 1-3. Eagles 1-6? Is that 6? Yeah, 1-6 the Eagles game, 1-7 Pittsburgh game, 2-7, 3-7 with Carolina, 3-8 with Tampa, 3-9 with Dallas, 3-10 with Orlando, Baltimore, 3-12. Oh no, 3-12. No, it is 3-11. Hold on. Yeah, 3-11 with Baltimore, Atlanta. Yeah, I'm saying 3-14. This team does not look good to me. I don't think it's gonna be good at all. I'm not a fan of it right now. I'm saying 3-14. I can't believe I said it, but
3-14. I mean, 3-14. You have to get rid of Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
No question.
Thought process at this point.
If y'all don't make the playoffs, you got to get rid of Daniel Jones.
Exactly.
And even if you do make the playoffs,
you still got to get rid of... No, they won't even make the playoffs, but they still got to get rid of Daniel Jones.
Even if you make the Super Bowl, you got to get rid of...
Yeah.
No matter what, Daniel Jones is cooked. Do you think he could find another starting job?
No, maybe, you know, maybe like.
I'm trying to think of a team.
I don't know.
The Saints, maybe. I don't know. But I have them beating the Vikings, losing to the Commanders, losing to the Browns, losing to the Cowboys, beating the Seahawks. Losing to the Bengals, losing to the Eagles, beating the Steelers, beating the Commanders, and then losing against the Panthers, losing against the Bucks, losing against the Cowboys, beating the Saints, lose out.
What do you got them at?
5-12.
5-12. Okay. I really don't hate that, honestly.
Yeah, you're adding a really solid piece in Neighbors.
Yeah.
You added Burns. That D-line's going to be really good this year, so.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I don't hate 5-12. I'm sticking with my 3-14. This team just doesn't look as good to me. as the rest of the division. It's still, like, this division looks bad. Okay, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. Eagles are the only team that look halfway decent to me, and they still don't look amazing. I don't know. I'm not a fan. Sorry to those who are Giants fans, but it's just not a good team to me this year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. This is going to be a really... There's two possible playoff teams, and then there's no hope for these other two teams.
Yeah.
So...
I don't have much more to say on these teams. Is there really any news going on right now? I don't think so, right?
No. What's the score of the Colorado game?
It's 31-26, 38 seconds left. North Dakota State's about to get the ball. So Colorado's probably going to win, but anything's possible. No timeouts, by the way, either team.
I really hope. This brings me flashbacks back to the Colorado and Colorado State game.
This is a punt right now. So they're punting right now to give it to the North Dakota State.
I pulled it.
Block.
What? Fair catch?
No, because you got to save the timer. And you go out to the 25 in college. Or is it
30? Oh, you do?
You go to a yard line.
I was about to say, you're cooked if you fair catch that right there. Yeah,
you got to save as much time. 30 seconds, you got to be out routes all the way downfield. You got to get out of bounds on every play, and if not, you got to spike it. So.
Yeah, and they're not even in field goal. So this is a bit of a live reaction.
I have to get five. I'll get in a live reaction because there's only 30 seconds left. I feel like it's kind of okay. It's a bit normal. Episode. But let's see. Yeah. I don't know. I hope they get. Wait, do.
Oh.
No, I guess you don't. But you gotta save time. So, like, you had to give it to the offense. Out route.
Yeah, but I feel like you. Right then, you should have let the ball fall into the end zone.
You gotta be in hurry up. You either spike or. Oh, yeah, first down. By the way, first down's in college. The clock does stop. So spike it and go for a second down, and they'll have three downs that way.
Wait, I thought it didn't stop after the 2-minute warning.
No, it stops after the 2-minute warning.
Oh.
So every first down, it stops in college.
Oh, shoot. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be bad.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Deion Sanders is about to cook them.
Why are you getting mad? Wasting time on clock. That timer should have stopped 16 seconds. They aren't even set yet. That clock should not be running. That clock.
Are you sure?
On it. It's not supposed to run until they are set. The clock should have like 3 more seconds on it. Okay, you got 9 seconds, so they got one more play and then Hail Mary territory.
You got it. You got to throw Hail Mary right here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's Hail Mary time.
Oh, that coach looks a little upset there. I mean, but this is still sad.
You have, like, the wide receiver didn't run his route, so it's probably over.
I'm interested to see Deion Sanders post game interview.
Can't stand him right now. Like this whole
because he better not come out and be like, "Oh, we got a good win," blah blah blah. Like, no, you did not get a good win this week. This is an FBS school. Throw a touchdown.
No, they're not going to. Because look at the. You got to do trickery.
Wow, he caught it.
No way.
Wow, what a fool.
You got it? Oh, so close. good effort. Caught it at the 5. Good effort, though. He should have popped it upward towards the no wide receiver standing up, though. All good.
Damn. I mean, still, Norvik. I mean, yeah, Colorado would. So he should be. He still should be upset about this performance. Well, yeah, a little live reaction at the end of the podcast.
At the end of the game. So I hope y'all tune into that little last part. As you can see, they kind of all just ran straight. Yeah, no, there was really nothing he could do.
Yeah, there was
a lot of the touchdowns were busted coverage touchdowns. That wouldn't happen against an actual good college team. So, you know, it is what it is. I think we'll wrap it up here today, though. Are you good? Anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll wrap it up here now. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If you'll disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope you all tune in to the next one. And peace out.
Peace.